when during the case, the DSEC case that went to court before McFarland, what was that case? Can't think of the name of it, but
the one that's basically the Central High School case.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it was Bob who really initiated a lot of the work to resegregate Central, and his reasons, though, for it are interesting. It's interesting for him to talk about what he thinks was missing from the black neighborhood, and that was a high school where in the 60s and the 50s, that was a gathering place. It was like the heart of the community. That's his thinking. And
how does that differ from your own opinion about that?
Things have changed. Things have changed. We don't have those teachers that we had years ago. People have choice, and I believe it's just a different world. And we don't have, we have generations now, maybe two, that have gone all over the county and don't have that same allegiance to a high school. But it remains to be seen. It when it was at 50% black before that case, it's now at about 90%, which was predictable. And so we'll see.
You think it's possible that it might have real benefits for the community?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I believe the world has changed. And I haven't seen it yet. I don't think there's anything wrong with an all-black school. But I don't know that it has the same purpose as 40 years ago in uniting a community. What's back to my thinking about James Bond Elementary, when I walked down the street and the mothers walked down the street, and we had majorettes and we had a little band and we had all the black teachers who, you know, were just highly educated folk there. They lived in the community, and that's kind of the dream that he was talking about. He and Dr. Joe McMillan, and you may have met him, and they so there. Belief was that that was a good era, and that we messed that up with integrating Central by decree.
Central in particular, but not the whole.
Central in particular. Central in particular, and so I don't know yet. We'll see what happens. We'll see.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time, so let me just ask you a couple last questions. And one is, what do you think? I mean, clearly you had a lot of success in the school district and rising up to the point of being principal. And what do you think accounts for your success, for your drive, and for your success in the working within the school system?
Relationships. And I think that's the key to all of education. Besides some basic knowledge, you've got to have some of that, but it's working with people, and it's working with teachers, or kids working with teachers, teachers working with each other, because there's a lot of conversation that has to happen. I mean, you have to talk about what it is that you want for the children, and what it is that you expect of the teachers, and what it is that you expect of all of us who work in there. And I think I'm not a brilliant person, and I don't pretend to know all the pedagogy that's appropriate for every child. I don't know that. I know some stuff, and that may or may not work. But I'm not bad with the relationship building piece, and I'm a supportive person. And I think teachers need to, as much pressure as we're putting on them, they have to feel supported. You have to have the pressure, but you have to have the support. Kids, same way. You got to push, but you've got to build for them a safety net. Golly, the same for principals. because principals are the ones who are most easily removed from their jobs, and they work really pretty hard. And I'm worked with principals really more than anything for the past 9 years, and have been one. So that's where my real empathy lies. And of late, and my goodness, they just need all the in-service and pre-service and district support and that you can give them. And so I think that if I think of any one thing that describes my success, it's got to be that somebody helped me and helped me understand the importance of the relationship building part and the sustaining that relationship so that folks trust you. And you know, you have that trust so you can fail and not feel like you've got to leave the profession, you know. You fail and you learn and you do better the next time.
So would you say that you, I think this is an obvious one, but were changed as a person by this whole process that you went through?
In education?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm an adult learner, thank goodness. And sometimes I don't learn too easily. I mean, some things are hard for me to grasp. So... I think I've just been in continuous learning for the last 40 years, 45, 50 years, and I've enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. One final question, which is there anything I didn't ask that you're expecting me to ask or that you'd like to add that you think I should have asked?
I think there's still a struggle going on, and it's a scarier struggle. I hope you learn as in your research, because you're going to talk to so many people, what people identify as the focus for the next movement. Because it seems that people sit around sort of waiting for the next leader to emerge and focus on this one thing. The civil rights era had such a clear focus on public accommodations that it was you could target a problem, focus on it, attack it, propose solutions, get folk politically involved, all that. I mean, you could see the path. I think education is a focus everywhere, and so it is being addressed in so many different ways, but I don't know if that's the reason that we have the violence that we have. I don't know why people are not, with the schooling that's available, with the voting rights, you're not being killed because you want to vote. Nobody's being killed because you want to learn to read. All of those barriers are gone. I mean, the doors, okay, now we have it, the door's open. Why aren't folk going through the door?
Right.
And what is the barrier there at the door? What are the barriers at the door? So you may be one that's, this whole project may be able to help identify and focus everybody or groups of us on something that we can really affect, something that we can really affect.
Okay. Thank you very much. I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
I look forward to